Well, good morning. It's through Jesus' shed blood that we're able to have forgiveness of sins. So we're going to stand together and praise Him for that this morning. Let's sing together, "Nothing But the Blood of Jesus." Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me, stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Your cross testifies in grace, tells of the Father's heart to make a way for us. Now boldly we approach, not earthly confidence, it's only by your blood. What can wash away our sins? What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash us pure as snow? Welcome as the friends of righteousness for me, stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. What can wash away our sin? What can sing together this prayer this morning. Shine on us. Lord, let your light of your face shine on us. Let your grace fall on us. Let your love come over us. for his grace again this morning that's able to overcome any sin that we have in our life. Let's sing together, Grace Greater Than Our Sin.
Good morning. Before I share from God's Word, let me just give you a few announcements. If you look in the bulletin, there's lots of things that we could mention. I will point out that teenagers have a trip to the Cookie Jar Plan. That date is there in the bulletin. And I would ask you that if you are coming on Sundays and Wednesdays and you think about it, to stop and let's do some things with canned goods to help our food pantry so that we have lots of help. Our kids' club's doing that on Wednesday nights, collecting cans, and so they have a buggy over there. But if you want to leave them in the buggy in the education building or even at the foyer back here, that will help us as we get ready to help out some families around Christmas time with some groceries, with some food. Kim Williams had brought up in that discussion about donations. Maybe you say, I keep forgetting. David, you've announced that for a couple of weeks, and I keep forgetting. If you want to put some, if you put some money in the chest, if you put some money in there, and you have it, that's what you want it to go to, we'll make sure that somebody does some grocery shopping and gets those things picked up that we can add to the food pantry before we get ready to hand those things out. If you say, I'm not going to remember it, David, I've been to the grocery store for a month, and I have not remembered to do it, I'm not going to. This is how I'm going to pacify that. So if that works best for you, you can do that too. The other thing that I would mention to you that we're doing kind of ministry-wise for donation kind of ideas is to pack a shoebox. The shoeboxes are back in the back right inside the foyer, and we've got a video that we're going to watch this morning that is it's kind of lengthy, but we're going to watch it. It's kind of an intro, and it gives us some good footage about those shoeboxes being delivered. So I'll let that run, and then we'll talk about it, okay? Okay. All right. Well, let's remember her. We'll pray in just a second. Let's remember her in prayer. And there's probably a few others that we'll need to remember. Okay, let's watch the video. We'll pray in just a second before we start the message. All right.
When that countdown happens for these children to open these boxes, the anticipation is building.
The joy of seeing a child open the boxes for the first time is just, it's incredible.
There's squeals and screams, and they're so excited to see what's inside their box.
We have seen the joy in the faces of the children in such an amazing way.
Oh, my goodness!
Every shoebox gift represents the love of God to them.
We are so excited. Many of the children receive the shoebox for the first time in their lives.
I thank you because I have never had this gift in my life. This is my first time I've been Canada King. Thank you, thank you.
So I'm Franklin Graham. Right now I'm on an island here in the Pacific called Guam. We're here with Operation Christmas Child. The kids are so excited. We had the opportunity to hand out some of the boxes. There's so much joy, so much happiness, and it gives us an opportunity to present the gospel. We pray that these boxes will be used to bring a lot of happiness and joy, and more importantly, the gospel to each heart, all these little children around the world.
What a great gift. I get a present. I get to know who Jesus is, but not only that, I get to be discipled in his ways.
Volunteers around the country love being a part of Operation Christmas Child.
It's time to make a shoebox. Let's do one together.
So this is my friend Georgia Grace, and she's
going to
be packing with us.
Hi.
Anybody can do it. Am I right?
Yes.
This is a little girl who's 5 to 9 right here. It's not just a box. It might be the only time they ever get a gift. Through something as easy as filling a shoebox full of items, really changing the world.
Hundreds of thousands of volunteers work with Operation Christmas Child every year, preparing these boxes, praying for the boxes, that God will use them in a mighty way for his glory.
It is a great opportunity to give back to the community. Spreading the love of Jesus is so important.
This little shoebox has the opportunity to change the world by reaching one child at a time. And not only are they going to get a shoebox, they're going to get the love and the message of Jesus Christ.
After shoeboxes are collected, processing centers around the country prepare them for the journey ahead.
We know that these are eternal opportunities to change lives, to change families, to change communities.
We're spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to children all over the world. This is a time to celebrate.
Here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and guess what? It's Christmas. We're not going to shy away from what God has called us to do.
The thing that brings us all here together is Christ and the Great Commission, taking the gospel to the whole world.
Some go by helicopter, some go by ship, some go by camel, donkeys, canoes. We go at great lengths to take these boxes to children in the most remote parts of the world. And it's an incredible journey.
This is my home. Today is Christmas Day. I sing a song. Then I get a gift When I open, I get a book, and the box makes me feel good and happy. The book makes me feel loved by God.
After these children open the box, they have the opportunity to go through the greatest journey, the 12-lesson discipleship program, where they get to learn more about Jesus Christ. And this is growing up a generation of children that love Jesus and that will stand on his truth.
Jesus said, go into the world and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have a job to do.
Arriba las montañas hay muchas personas no alcanzadas que necesitan de Dios. Y es un reto grande que tengo de llevar el Evangelio por allá. Yo estando niño de 2 años, me pegó una enfermedad de la polio. Pues no podía caminar. Con las cosas de Dios no nos impide nada. Y gracias a este niño, se está ganando muchos niños para Cristo.
Right now, I'm right outside of Mazatlan, Mexico, about 6-hour drive up in the mountains. This is an indigenous people group, people that never heard the gospel before. The kids and the families that accepted Christ, almost 100 altogether, have now started a church.
Hemos visto una experiencia preciosa, grande, ¿verdad? En el pueblo. Y ese pueblo va a ser el medio para llevar el evangelio a otro lugar. Que estas bendiciones que son de las cajitas sigan llegando hacia arriba en la montaña.
This shoebox gives us an opportunity to continue to shine the bright light of the gospel in the darkest and remote places around the world.
We're seeing families come to know Jesus. Churches are sprouting up in these communities. These children are rising up to be disciples in their own country.
The gift box and the gospel of Jesus Christ brings hope to our children to bring the smiles back on their faces.
No greater need and no greater time than right now for us to go out and serve boldly. This is what these shoeboxes are all about, to go out and bring a hope of Jesus Christ around the world.
I'm just so amazed at what God does each and every year. This is an opportunity to impact the lives of millions of children, just like you've seen. But we need more boxes for next year. Every box is an opportunity for us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So thank you, and God bless each and every one.
It's a good little glimpse all around the world of where those boxes are going. So if you would, grab one of those on your way out. On your way out today, let me tell you that this evening we'll be doing play practice, 5 to 7, this evening, and then we started Saturday practices on that from 10 to 12, and so that'll be upcoming this coming week as well. And there won't be any service this evening. I'm gonna plan to leave this afternoon and head down the Georgia Baptist Convention is over the next couple of days, and so I'm gonna leave this afternoon to be ready to be there early in the morning. Let's say a word of prayer, though, and let's remember Diane. Let's remember some of the others that that have had procedures. Continue to remember Mike Nicholson, and then there's others that have had procedures this past week and will have some this week. And so let's remember those in prayer this morning. Heath, would you open us up with a word of prayer as we begin?
David, the